Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Yashow Industries Limited Q2 FY23 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. And a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the financial results and investor presentation, which has been shared with you earlier and available on the stock exchange website. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Yashish Zaveri, Whole-time Director and CFO from Yashow Industries Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everybody. I extend a very warm welcome to everyone, and thank you for joining us on Yashow Industries Q2 FY23 earnings conference call. On this call, we are joined by our chartered accountant, Mr. Mitesh Chheda. I hope everyone had an opportunity to go through the financial results and investor presentation, which have been uploaded on stock exchange and on our company's website. Let me give you a quick snapshot of Indian chemical industry, the opportunity for us, and then we shall walk through the financial performance. The macro environment continues to remain challenging. In many parts of the world, high inflation, sustained rise in input costs, uncertainties around availability of critical inputs, currency fluctuations, etc. The food security for a growing global population at affordable price continues to be under threat owing to climate change, impact of the ongoing war, particularly when the available land is also shrinking. Despite this, the fundamental of Indian economy remains strong in long-term perspective. There are more than 70,000 chemicals which are produced in India. Many homegrown manufacturers have upskilled today to become large-scale global exporters. Your company, Yashow Industries Limited, is a three-decade-old organization backed by strong human capital of 580+ permanent employees. They are the key gauging force of the organization's consistent success. Over the last few decades, your company has grown brick by brick and has become one of the prominent manufacturers of specialty chemicals. Yashow manufactures more than 140 chemicals under two categories: consumer chemicals, which contribute about 20% of the total revenue, and industrial chemicals, which contribute more than 80% of the total revenue. We have always focused on continuous growth and expansion by serving over 2,000+ clients and continue catering to some of the largest companies across the industries. Against this backdrop of operating environment, I am happy to report that we have delivered yet another strong performance in Q2 FY23. While the overall growth was mainly led by volume scale-up and favorable product mix, the price correction on account of increased cost, currencies, etc. have also contributed to the growth. I once again thank all the Yashow's team members for the customer-centric and our business partners' continued support and trust in our relationship. Our team always tries to maintain high-quality standards with a mindset of continued improvement. Since the last two decades, we are a recognized supplier in 50+ global countries across Europe, America, Middle East, and Asia, with overseas sales contributing more than 69% of our revenue. Our business outlook remains robust, and we are confident of delivering 10 to 15% growth in FY23 with continued improvement in margins and returns. Despite strong numbers in the first half, the outlook for the coming quarters is cautious. The energy crisis in Europe, ongoing Russia-Ukraine war, and inflationary U.S. economy have led to a short-term slowdown in demand across the economy. Manufacturing activities remain impacted by inflationary trends. triggered by rising energy costs and supply chain interruptions. We have always aimed to optimize performance by way of improving product mix, better productivity and efficiencies. In terms of operational performance, we are pleased to report strong quarterly performance. Total revenue for Q2 FY 2023 stood at 192.4 crores, a growth of 40.2% on year-on-year basis. This was achieved by working at a near full capacity and a favorable product mix. We continue to see our interest in our product from customers and are confident to grow the business keeping of medium to long-term view in mind. Over the last 6 to 7 quarters, our product mix has steadily shifted towards industrial chemicals, which now brings 80% of the revenue for the company. With existing capacity, we will be able to maintain business momentum for the next year too, as we are operating at optimal capacity. As highlighted earlier, to serve rising customer demand, we are investing in greenfield project to expand capacity in industrial chemicals. This project will come at a newly acquired land at Pakhajan, Gujarat, where we intend to expand production capacity in phase 1. We are glad to inform that the environmental clearance is received for the project and the construction has started in full swing. Up to FY23, we have incurred total cash capex of approximately 64 crores. In phase 1, we intend to manufacture industrial chemicals and will add approximately 15,500 metric tons per annum capacity. This capacity is designed as multi-purpose to serve diverse industries. Following this expansion, the company's total capacity will be around 26,500 metric tons per annum. New greenfield capacity will help in improving the product mix to encapsulate the upcoming opportunities in the global market. We continue to gain market share in value-added chemicals, which we have made a significant contribution in recent years to our growth and profitability. Sustained efforts and improvements in our technical capabilities and R&D activities have played an instrumental role in bringing up this far, and we are hopeful that it will help us grow further over the years to come. Let me now take you over the financial performances. Q2 FY 2023 has been a strong quarter for us all, as all our key products witnessed robust demand. On quarterly performance, total revenue for Q2 FY 2023 stood at 192.4 crores, a growth of 40.2% on year-on-year basis. Export market has contributed around 69%, whereas the remaining 31% is in the domestic market. The revenue contributions from respective verticals are as follows. Consumer chemicals contribute 20% of the total revenue and industrial chemicals contribute 80% of the total revenue. EBITDA for the company stood at 36.3 crores for Q2 FY 2023 with a margin of 18.8%. The net profit for the quarter stood at 21.4 crores, a growth of 56% on a year-on-year basis. With this, I conclude the presentation and open the floor for further discussion. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. You may press star and one to ask a question. Participants may press star and one to ask a question now. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one on their touchtone phone now. We have the first question from the line of Rushabh from RBSA Investment Manager. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, Mr. Rushabh.
Yeah, hi, hi, sir. I just want to understand, sir, on the rubber chemical side, since, you know, it largely, you know, there is a big competition from China here, and we believe there has been some pricing change from, you know, Chinese players. So, if you can, you know, show some light, how aggressive or, you know, how that pricing changed from the Chinese players in the current scenario.
Yeah, and you're perfectly right that in a few chemicals which are more on the commodity side, yes, the Chinese are, the prices of the Chinese material are coming down, but not on much on the our specialty range. So we are very much cushioned by that because most of our specialty rubber chemicals, we do not see much of a Chinese competition. So we are well cushioned against the Chinese, yes, in a few commodity chemicals, yes. But we understand that this is just a timing, you know, the issues would be timing, and let us see in future how it works out, and then we will have to rework our strategies. But at the moment, we are not seeing that much of an influx from the Chinese as a competition.
Okay. And what is the, you know, say, if you have to say, what is the current, say, India's market share in global rubber chemicals industry? And what is the supply side situation? There are some new capacities coming in China also. What is the situation now?
No, in fact, what we have understood that from a couple of our customers in Europe and China, that they have started increasing the prices.
Okay.
So it's quite a, you know, the things are still too premature to comment on how the global situation would be, because let the capacities come up, but not everybody gets registered. As you know, we have more than 40 products plus registered under REACH. So how many lesser capacities can keep coming up, but then who are the real competitors, that we will have to see.
And what will be the, you know, India's share in the total rubber chemical industry currently?
That would be too difficult for me to give those numbers at the moment.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one on their touchtone phone now. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. We have the next question from the line of Utkarsh S., an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. I just had a question on your new CapEx. So this capacity is going to increase by around 2.5 times. So I just wanted to ask, what gives the management the confidence that this capacity will get utilized, and also, what is the supply demand dynamics of your products, like in the industry?
Okay, coming on the newer project capacity utilization, we are very confident that by 2025, we should 24-25, we should be achieving almost 60% of the capacity.
Okay.
Because we already have the, it is just a, in the initial phase, we are only doing on the industrial products and the products that we are manufacturing currently. So it's just the capacity expansion. So we, and we have already have, our customers have already shown us the desire to buy more product if we can deliver. So we are very confident that we can definitely reach this capacity even seeing at today's time.
Okay, and what is the optimum utilization you can reach? Is it 100%?
We will see by when, how the whole world scenario moves and how it happens, and then we have a phase two also will be coming up. This is just a phase one that we are doing at the moment.
Okay. And generally, your plants can operate at 100%, or what is the optimum utilization it can operate?
Yes, yes. Because we are having a mixed manufacturing capacities, so we can definitely work at 99% to 100%.
Okay. And at 26,500 tons, what is the peak revenue that you can do?
Peak revenue should be up somewhere around 1250 crore. So there should be an additional of around 550 to 600 crore. That's what we are estimating.
Sorry, I didn't get that. Can you please repeat? I didn't get that.
Peak revenue should be between 250 and 300, 1250 and 1300 crores.
Okay, but and what kind of EBITDA margins do you think you'll do? Will it be similar to current, or will it get?
Yeah, it should be similar to current and maybe better also, because here we will be optimizing at the best resources available.
So in the last 10 quarters, your margins have gone up from 13-odd% to 18% in this quarter, EBITDA margins.
Right.
What can we assume as a sustainable number?
No, we would not like to commit on any of the numbers, but as you have seen from our past history, that we always keep improving our margins quarter by quarter. So we will be working at the best.
Okay. And I had a question on the cost inflation. Are you experiencing any cost inflation in your business? And if so, are you able to pass it on?
Yeah, definitely we are able to pass it on, as we have contracts which are, we do not have any long-term contracts with the customers at the moment, because looking at today's scenario, nobody wants to commit for a longer future. So this is much more of a cushioning period for us, wherein we can increase, we can pass on our cost to our customers.
With a lag, with a.
We feel this is a temporary situation, so right now, yes, the things are a little bit haywire, but definitely everything will fall into pieces again back.
Okay, sir. And sir, what are your raw materials? What raw materials do you use?
So we use a lot of raw materials like diphenylamine, hydroquinone, diisobutylene.
Okay, and have these a lot of chemical prices and even crude has corrected in this quarter, so does that also reflect in your raw material costs?
Definitely, it does. Because we have to pass on the benefits to our customers.
All right, okay. And you're currently operating at 100%, am I right?
Yeah, almost.
So until your new capacity comes in 1 year approximately, we can assume that this quarter is a steady state quarter going forward till the new capacity comes, right?
It is almost steady, but as I have said during my speech, that we due to our product mix, we can definitely still there is much more scope to improve.
Improve on the margins or improve on the revenue?
Everything.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir, and best of luck.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one on their touchtone phone. We have the next question from the line of Guneet from CCIPL. Please go ahead.
Excellent. Hello?
Yeah, Mr. Guneet.
Yes.
Good evening.
We have seen our margins. My question is on the margin side. We have seen our margins improving year on year, every year, and currently it's up to 16%. So I would just like to understand that, is this the peak of the cycle wherein the realizations are peaking and the raw materials?
Sorry, 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 sorry. Can you just speak little bit slowly?
Yeah. So, our realizations have peaked at 16% right now. So I just want to understand, sorry, our margins have peaked at 16% right now. So I just want to understand that, is this the peak of the cycle wherein, due to higher realizations, our margins are peaking, but which may not be sustainable going forward in future. So I would just like to understand your opinion and comments on this.
No. We will definitely be maintaining this margins. And this is the reason if you're seeing that we are shifting more towards the industrial products and moving out from the consumer products. Because we are concentrating more on where we are being able to sustain our margins. So this product mix will definitely continue, and we should definitely be able to sustain the margins.
All right, great. And is our pricing formula based or, I mean, do we pass on any increase in raw materials to the-
No, it is passed on. It is passed on.
It is passed on.
Yeah.
So essentially, there should not be much effect of raw material prices going up and down.
No. There wouldn't be much of an impact.
All right, perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Participants who want to ask a question may please press star and one now. We have the next question from the line of Anurag from Roha Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, across Europe and USA, if you can comment on end user industries which you are catering to, how is the demand shaping up across our two, three key segments, that would be helpful.
Sorry, can you just repeat slowly?
Yeah. Sir, USA and Europe, these two geographies, how is the demand shaping up for some of our key product segments, if you can comment on that?
Yeah, we have, for us, yet we haven't heard of any much of a recession in Europe, because our orders inflows have not been impacted much on these. While in the U.S., still there is a slowdown, but there is no, we don't see or nor do they see any recession coming in. So we are not seeing right now much of an impact, but maybe on days to come ahead, we might get a clear, much clearer idea.
Okay, sir. That's it from my side.
Our forecast and everything looks, till now, it's we are cautious, but yes, but it looks pretty decent.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question, may please press star and one now. We have a follow-up question from the line of Utkarsh S, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you again. I just-
Yeah, sure.
Have a question on your working capital cycle. So you think this can reduce further? I think it stands at around 100 days currently.
Yeah, and I think it will remain the same, almost between 95 to 100 days.
Okay. So you carry inventory for almost 3 months. So is that the nature of the sector itself, or?
Yeah, because we are much relying on the imports, so we need to carry inventories at our own warehouses to ensure the supplies to the customers on time. And at least we carry almost around 2 months raw materials.
Okay, sir. And your borrowings, I had a question on that. On your CapEx is entirely funded by debt, or do you, are you, like, can you tell me how are you gonna fund your CapEx?
The CapEx is funded by around 240 crores from bank loans and around 110 from our internal accruals.
So after you take this 240 crores, your debt should stand at around 450 crores?
Yeah, approximately.
And how, what is the plan for debt repayment after this new capacity comes?
That we will take a call at that time.
Yeah, but you would have some calculations as to how much cash flow you will generate per year.
But we are already generating cash flows
Okay.
But we would like to disclose all these things once we reach that time.
Yeah, sir, because our debt will become a bit high after that.
We are aware of that, and as I've been telling some other investors also, that we will be maintaining our margins, and we will take care of things, my friend.
Okay, so the plan would be to repay the debt as the new capacity comes on, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, directionally, that's good to know. And just one more last question. How is the competitive intensity in the products you sell? Do you have any direct competitors?
Yeah, we do have, but those are segment-wise.
Those are what wise? Sorry?
Segment-wise, the category-wise.
Okay. So can you name some of these?
Like, we have competitors like Nosil, Camlin Fine Sciences, Clean Science from India. From US, we have RT Venerable, BASF. So we have.
And how is the competitive intensity as in, are you able to, do you have pricing power, or I'm just trying to understand the nature of the sector.
My friend, if you have seen my results, my turnover is increasing, so definitely I'm more and more competitive.
Okay. Okay. Good luck, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question, may please press star and one at this time. You may press star and one to ask a question. Participants who want to ask a question may please press star and one now. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one now. We have a follow-up question from the line of Gunit from CCIPL. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry if I'm repeating this, but what are the deadlines for the new project that's coming up? By when can we expect it to be commercialized?
We are expecting the commercialization by end of 2023. And in the by 2023 or to early 2024.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Yashish Zaveri for closing comments.
Thank you once again for joining us on call. If you have any further queries, you may please contact us. Thank you very much, and have a very good evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Yashish Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.